Welcome to the official podcast of Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice. Canadian born, blended worldwide.
World Mental Health Day, so we're asking you what you do to benefit your mental health. This text here says, the best thing I've done for my mental health is distance myself from people and spend all my time with my cat. Thanks, Shanna. This one here says, my best tip for a healthy mind is to find a psychologist that supports you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's true. I mean, there's nothing wrong with going to see someone and then not feeling it and trying to find a new therapist.
Yeah, good
there's
point.
Nothing wrong with that.
When I think a lot of people are afraid to talk about going to a therapist, it's odd, right? When you're sick, like physically, you'll have like 8 conversations about it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll talk to everybody about how you're sick, what your symptoms are, how you're feeling, when it started, how you think it's been happening too long. But as soon as it's mental health, it feels like a lot of people keep that to themselves. And I feel like a therapist is just like a mind doctor. Well, they are. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? You're just going to, I say even good cars need to go to the shop to get oil changes and things like that. That's how I feel about people being too confident to go to a therapist. There's a lot of benefits that you'll see from it, no matter what position you're in your life.
Yeah, it's a generation thing, too. Like, our grandparents never talked about their mental state.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they got up at 6 a.m. They fed the chickens. They went to work. They came home. They ate dinner. Maybe read a newspaper, went to bed. But, like, I'm sure they struggled.
Right.
With mental health issues. That's why World Mental Health Day is so important, because we're ending the stigma. It's okay to talk about feeling a bit off.
Mm-hmm.
Having a bad day, going through something.
For sure, there are going to be situations, there's going to be people listening that are dealing with heavy issues and stuff. And yeah, we this isn't for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Our little suggestions might not be nearly enough for some people, but we just thought it was a good way to open up the conversation about mental health by asking you what your tips are to feeling a little bit better.
Amy texted in saying, I like to ride my bike alone in nature. Really upset that winter is coming. So any tips would be great. Like, what would you do in winter? It's actually quite beautiful walking through the river valley, even in the winter. I know it's cold, but bundle up. It's
slippery.
Just as fabulous.
Get those fat tires for your bike.
There you go.
Yeah, you can bike in the winter.
I have a separate Instagram account. It's called Lisa's Ladies YEG, but it's not just for ladies. So maybe I need to change the name. But anyway, a lot of women reach out to me just asking for advice on the page. And the latest post was, hi, Lisa, do you know of any good Instagram accounts or actual support groups for things like anxiety and CPTSD, etc.? And there's over 20 comments of different kinds of accounts that you can follow if you need to.
This text from Michael says, I cope with my depression by making other people happy. I do something nice and unexpected for a friend or family member. It always cheers me up. That's a really good tip.
Okay, it's interesting you say that, because in the elevator this morning, we have this new screen in there that has stats, and I like to read them on my way up to the 7th floor.
Lisa talks about the elevator screen way too much. Sorry, go ahead.
And there was a stat today that said money can buy happiness if you shop for others.
Ah.
So you can become much happier if you spend money on other people, if it's a little thing that shows effort or a thoughtfully chosen gift.
Feel free, if you're looking to cheer up, shop for us.
Yeah. Ryder wants fried chicken and I want a new plant.
Elon Musk going to be adding goat noises and fart noises, apparently, as options to what your horn can sound like and what the notification can sound like in your car. If you want, like, you know, the noise that's made if you're going to back into somebody,
mm-hmm.
you can have that be a fart if you want. So we decided to do a little brainstorming with you at 780-784-7107 and come up with some other ideas as well. What would you go with?
I would use the Roadrunner.
Yes.
Because,
beep, beep?
Yes, beep, beep.
Oh, my God. You have the best laugh ever.
That's what I'd use for a horn.
Yes. Sarah's laugh.
Yeah. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Like, call us more. I want to hear that laugh every single day, Sarah.
A few of the other suggestions that we got rolling in are as follows. I don't know. the smashing of glass when you're driving.
Hey, it'll make people be more aware of their surroundings. Every time I hear some sort of horn in a song, I'm like, or a siren.
Yeah.
I'm like, where, what, where? I pull over.
We got a few texts on this suggestion. A little Luda. I even like the, like, woo-woo in the background of it, right? Because it kind of sounds like a horn already.
Ryder, what would your horn choice be?
Old Oilers goal horn. Just because I think you could really scare the crap out of somebody.
Yeah.
What would your horn sound like?
Figure it out, you f***ing moron.
Hey.
Well, you just... This is our favorite segment. It's called Thug Life. You just have to write in, call in, tweet us about your badass moment.
And if you don't like it, we don't care.
Yep.
You know why? Because that's Thug Life.
Ryder, what was your Thug Life moment as of late?
I had a coffee crisp for breakfast.
It's basically coffee.
And it's a chocolate bar. And I just think having a chocolate bar for breakfast at this time of day is pretty badass.
Last night, I got on stage and tried stand-up for the first time. Two different vendors.
Mm-hmm.
Venues. Vendors. I'm thinking about the vending machine now. First place absolutely bombed it.
Like, real bad.
Terrible.
I was there.
So bad.
So bad.
But then at the second place, I did okay.
Yeah, you did okay the second time.
Just when I think you couldn't possibly be any dumber. You go and do something like this and totally redeem yourself.
I like that just doing okay the second time was good enough for this.
Yeah.
So a couple of my neighbors leave their cats outside, and I'm a huge animal lover. I have a bunch of cats myself. So I go outside, and it's like walking around. So I go pick it up, and I'm like petting it. Starts growling. Turns around, smacks me in the face, clawed my nose up to smithereens, start bleeding all over the place.
What?
And I didn't, yeah!
So is this a thug life for the cat?
Well, it could go either way, because I was pretty, like, hurt. It didn't hurt, but I was just, like, emotionally, like, oh, like, how dare you? I was trying to pet you.
So what was your retaliation of that?
I just put it down and went inside and kind of just, like, wiped the blood off my face.
But that's you didn't cry.
No.
All right.
Not here.
I think we can give that a thug life.
That's a thug life.
This one's for the cat, too, kind of, though. He sounds badass.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, leave me alone. Like, whack.
I love it because it can actually be thuggy or it can be the complete opposite. Like this first time texter, sign your name if you're writing in. We love to hear from you. It said, had to sleep with the light on last night because my husband was gone away for work. Hashtag thug life.
Thug life.
Sometimes even as an adult, you have to keep the lights on. It's scary.
Yeah, fair enough. We got one text that says, I was at my 20th anniversary at my workplace.
Yeah, so Chris wrote in saying, we were mingling with clients and executives, and then I received my next job offer, which I then accepted and resigned the next day.
After you get your 20-year gift?
Dude.
From the workplace, I like that. All right, your turn.
So my son's in grade 2. Gets sent out to the hallway to complete his math work, and instead of doing his math, he puts on his jacket and walks home.
Yeah.
He calls me, and he's like, hi, Mom, I'm home. I was like, what are you doing? Like, you're not supposed to be home. Oh, no, my teacher said I could go home. I said, no, she didn't. I'm phoning the school. Oh, don't phone them because they're just going to lie to you anyway.
And this is grade 2.
Grade 2.
Oh, good luck, Mom.
I wonder how confused the teacher was when she sent him out to the hallway and he grabbed his jacket, right? Like, that should have been a dead giveaway that this kid's not going to just do math homework in the hallway.
Right? I got home and I took him to the cop shop. I was like, you want to act like a thug? Here's where you're going to end up, buddy.
Okay, you get the thug life, not your son.
No, I think they both get it. Let's double it.
Thug life. Thug life.
What do you waste your money on? 780-784-7107. Go ahead.
Alcohol
and eating out.
Alcohol and eating out. Yeah, very valid point.
What's wrong with us? Yesterday, I ordered a glass of wine, just a 6 ounce, came to $9.50. Pretty sure I could get an entire bottle of Growers for like $4.
Wow. Growers is what you go with, eh? Bodacious. You can get a bottle for about $8. That's my mom's favorite wine. 780-784-7107. Hit us up with what you waste your money on.
Mm-hmm. Chris wrote in saying, my biggest waste of money is on kids' mittens. My kids end up losing 5 to 6 pairs every single year. Yeah. Like what?
Like out of anything I wish Costco had mega packs of, it would be kids' mitts. So I could get 36 pairs and just not worry about it.
Ron texted in saying, you literally already nailed it, Ryder. Buying my girlfriend shoes is the biggest waste of money. I swear she doesn't even wear them.
Mentioned that a few minutes ago. The average woman owns 21 pairs of shoes.
21!
Including 9 pairs that she never wears. And this is the average. You know there's some girls listening right now that have like 3 pairs. Mm-hmm. So that means there's somebody rocking 45 with 20 that they don't wear. But this is the average of money spent on unworn shoes in a woman's closet. $568.
Yep. That sounds very accurate. Like, I will buy heels, but I never wear them. I broke my big toe like 4 times. Every time I would heal, I'd break it again. And now I can't even fit my foot into any of these shoes. So they just collect cobwebs in a closet.
This text says, I have 96 pairs of shoes. Where do you put those? Like,
that's the thing. You shove them in a closet, and then every time you open the closet to get a jacket, they all fall out, and then you have to try and shove them back in, and then you get cranky.
And then you dent them and scuff them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you almost need a storage locker to rent for 96 pairs of shoes.
Okay, I like this text because it's so true. It says, I buy a lot of candles. So do I, and they're so expensive, so to the point where I never want to burn them.
Yeah, you've yelled at me for lighting a candle before.
That's a $24 candle!
Like, well, what the hell did you buy it for? If I can't start it on fire. What do you waste your money on? 780-784-7107.
Hey, you guys talk about women's shoes.
Yeah.
I have a 14-year-old daughter and a 12-year-old daughter. This is Trucker Leon, by the way.
Hey, Leon.
Hey, I personally have one pair of Jordans and one pair of work shoes. That's it. My 14-year-old has like 6 pairs of Jordans. Half of them she'll buy them when they're white. And then she'll say, oh, I can't wear them because they'll get dirty. Or she'll just wear the one pair. And then my 12-year-old, who's like just starting to get into, oh, she wants heels and this and that. Every time she goes to Ardene's and the mall, you know, all that cheap stuff, she'll buy like a pair of those $7 shoes and then I'll never see them again.
Yeah, the thing about Ardene's is like it's such a good deal when you walk in. Like you buy one pair of shoes and they're like, but if you buy another 2 pairs of shoes, they'll only be $15. So you come home with like 6 pairs.
Yeah, I've got one of those big jumbo like 4-level shoe racks inside my front door. It's full with crap from theirs and mine are like tucked into the bottom corner somewhere.
You're
thanks,
2 pairs.
Leon. We appreciate the call, man.
No problem, man.
By the way, he said tucked into the corner there. Both of us.
I was like, ooh, I don't know. Oh, okay. Ryder, what do you waste your money on?
My daughter.
Okay, but that's what life's all about.
No. Unnecessary stuff for my daughter. Like every day I pick her up from school and first thing she says when we get in the car, Starbucks?
She's basic.
And I can't resist a coffee at that time of day. That's like, I need that coffee more than I need my 4 a.m. coffee.
I thought you were going to say more than I need my daughter.
No.
It's going to be like, whoa, okay. But everybody get them Starbucks gift cards for Christmas.
So cake pop. And
cake pops are so good.
I've actually made the decision, though, that she either gets a drink treat or a food treat.
Okay, can't get both.
So if she gets the banana bread, she just gets water with it.
But, smart.
You know what I mean?
But the water's money, $4.
Money just burns. No, you can get just ice water at Starbucks for free.
Okay, hashtag life hack.
Yeah.
Sean wrote in saying potato chips. Potato chips are so expensive these days. It's crazy. You try and get yourself some Miss Vickies.
Yeah, and the baby boomers are chirping us, right? That millennials are lazy and not spending enough money. It's because we don't have any. Everything's gone up. Times 10 in price since you were young, except for wages, and we're making the same that you were.
Mm-hmm. And we have 3 jobs.
You're the problem.
So we're asking you what you waste your money on. I'm not going to say the name of this texter.
Uh-oh.
It says, I spent $10,000 on a phone game and I have not told my girlfriend. I'm sorry, but that's why guys are taking long bathroom breaks.
They are charging their credit card.
Like, what?
He must be killing it in that game. We were talking about things we waste our money on, and I said my daughter's really good at convincing me she needs treats when I pick her up from school, and then all of a sudden it's like $12 at a coffee shop.
Yep.
and I said that she really likes Cake Pops, and then we got a text from Matt, who may have just ended me ever wanting to buy a Cake Pop again.
Yeah, this is a great diet plan and right? a money saver.
He just said, Cake Pops taste like someone already had them in their mouth.
Because they got that like wet dough.
It's so true.
It is true.
I won't be able to have one for a long time.
No.
Welcome to the official podcast of Power Mornings with Ryder and Lisa. Powered by Booster Juice. Canadian born, blended worldwide.